is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. A deadly shooting took place Sunday at a church in Lexington, Kentucky. Two women were killed and a state trooper was shot. CBS News correspondent Jerika Duncan is following.
Four women were shot, two killed by a gunman who opened fire inside a Baptist church. The suspect was shot and killed by police.
Preliminary information indicates that the suspect may have had a connection to the individuals at the church.
Earlier at a traffic stop, the suspect shot a state trooper. That trooper is reportedly in stable condition.
Emergency crews temporarily suspended their search for victims of catastrophic flooding in central Texas. The halt comes with new warnings that additional rain could cause waterways to surge again. Central Texas has not recovered from last weekend's devastating flooding. CBS News meteorologist Andrew Kozak with the latest.
We still have rain training over the same areas over and over again, where we could be looking at an additional several inches of rain as we head into the day on Monday. So we have this stalled out front really not doing anything. Rain continuing on the southern side, and then it kind of builds back up as we head into the day on Monday.
President Trump said he'll make an announcement today regarding the Russia-Ukraine war, though he has not said what it will be regarding. CBS News White House reporter Willie James Inman has more.
There's also a push from members of Congress to get the president to support legislation that's in the Senate right now that calls for putting a tariff on goods from countries that purchase Russian energy and other exports. Now, it could be 0% or up to 500%, but I'll point out that nations like China and India account for a significant share of Russian energy purchases.
It comes as Trump has recently expressed both dissatisfaction with Russia's president and a willingness to provide Ukraine with weapons it has been asking for. The 2025 Major League Baseball All-Star Game takes place in Atlanta tomorrow night. But first, there's some other business to attend to. Here's more from sports reporter Erica Herskowitz.
It'll be a packed house at the highly anticipated Home Run Derby tonight, where the eight sluggers in the spotlight are all first-time All-Stars.
Drive to right field. O'Neill Cruz with a cruise missile. Oh, baby!
The call courtesy of MLB. Pirates center fielder O'Neill Cruz is the narrow favorite in a field that also includes Cal Raleigh, James Wood, Matt Olson, Byron Buxton, Jazz Chisholm Jr., Junior Caminero, and Brent Rooker. Each player will see 40 pitches in the first round, with four advancing to the semis before two more move on to a 27-pitch final. Erica Herskowitz for CBS News.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
See website for details. Bills Happen is not a lender and does not make credit decisions.
Hey, Bills Happen. So when you need extra cash fast, go to BillsHappen.com. Have you been turned down? Are your credit cards maxed out? Do you have bad credit? Go to BillsHappen.com. All you need is a job and a checking account. You can find a lender and get up to $5,000 cash as early as tomorrow at BillsHappen.com. BillsHappen.com is the smart way to get a personal lender now. So if you need extra money for car repairs, medical bills, family emergencies, whatever you need cash for, go to BillsHappen.com and you can get the money you need as soon as the next day, up to $5,000. At BillsHappen.com, our process is safe, secure, and all online. No one to deal with in person. And Bills Happen does not charge you any fees to use our service. It's easy. When you need a lender, just remember, when bills happen, go to BillsHappen.com. BillsHappen.com for the cash you need now. BillsHappen.com.
Could you be living in one of the most stressed out cities in the country?
WalletHub compared more than 200 U.S. cities and found that Detroit was the most stressed out. They looked at things like how many hours residents work a week, unemployment, finances, and divorce rates. Work-related stress was what put Detroit in that number one spot. It has the highest unemployment rate in the country and lowest median household income. Cleveland ranked second, followed by Baltimore. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
A new study from Ohio State finds that Americans waste nearly $2 billion a year in uneaten groceries and takeout while staying in short-term vacation rentals like Airbnbs. On average, we toss out about $12 worth of food per night. That adds up to a hidden food tax of about 5% extra. So next time you're loading up that rental fridge, remember, your leftovers are living a better life than you are. They get a five-star stay and never have to check out. Cooper Lawrence, CBS News.
WRJN weather. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 66. On your Monday, look for sunny skies, highs in the low 80s. Monday night, mostly clear, around 70 degrees. For Tuesday, sunshine and 84. Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms possible with a high around 84. Currently, 66 degrees.
Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you. And only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling,
knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show. The answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
From Radio Park to Sturdivant, local news and timeless hits.
Like me, just like me. I don't want to be. I couldn't take another day like yesterday. I'm dead on my feet from walking the street. I need somebody to help me find my way. I've gotta get out of this town.
No different from anybody else. I start each day and I end each night. But it gets really lonely when you're by yourself. Now where is love? And who is love? I gotta know.
Cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But as I wanna be your teddy bear, put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. Oh, baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't wanna be your tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be your lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. I just wanna be your teddy bear. Around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let
it
be,
oh, teddy bear. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be your teddy bear.
I just want to be your teddy bear.
I'm taking the shade out of the sun. Whatever may think that I was number one. I ought to know. Easy come, easy go. I'm sitting it out. Now I'm spinning the dial. Just thinking about the chump I've been. I have to smile. Didn't I know? Easy come and easy go. Go. All right.
Updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Feels so fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you. Everything I did was just a bore. thank you, baby. Sugar sometimes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Whoa. Yeah. Thank you, baby.
No better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Molloy is back, and this one is gone again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
When you're On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury.
Your hands and gaze into your eyes.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Change, change, change.
Devil with the blue dress on. Hey, I say now, devil with the blue dress.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
A wee mower, 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 a wee mower.
Oh, wait. Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. I've left that girl so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call. But she'll just hear that phone keep on ringing off the wall. That's all. By the time I make Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly, call my name out low, and she'll cry just to think I'd really leave her. Though time and time I've tried to tell her so, just didn't know I would really go.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. U.S. Special Envoy Keith Kellogg arrived in Kyiv Monday after President Trump announced new Patriot air defense system supplies to the country. A spokesperson for the Ukrainian government said Kellogg's arrival signals peace through strength. This, as Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky is appealing to military allies for more weapons. CBS News correspondent Chris Livesay.
We must stop Russian drones and missiles.
Zelensky met here in Rome with U.S. and European leaders, including President Trump's special envoy to Ukraine.
We're going to send some more weapons. We have to.
Trump also said he's weighing whether to send another Patriot air defense system to Ukraine. Speaking to NBC, he also said he's very disappointed with Russia and said he would make an important announcement on Monday.
Two people are dead and another two injured in Lexington, Kentucky, after a gunman went on a shooting rampage at Richmond Baptist Baptist Church. WLKY-TV reporter Jamie Mays has
more. The coroner says 72-year-old Beverly Gum was shot and killed, as well as 32-year-old Christina Combs. Also, two men were shot here at the church. One man is in critical condition, and the other is stable. We're still waiting to learn more about if there was any relationship between those victims, but the chief says the suspect may have had some